The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the International Space Station was hampered yesterday by a malfunctioning toilet.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and that's why I always have a backup, Tupperware. It's great.
See, these are images.
You just close the top, you throw it outside. Throw it right out the space station.
I don't think our viewers appreciate us starting the show with those images. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You toss it out the space station, and you guess where it's going to land back on Earth.
You can't get on a plane. How are you going to an international space station?
Well,
you can't get on a shuttle to New York. What are you talking about?
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Cowboys stink. The Dolphins turn to Tua, and Clayton Kershaw is back on the mound for the Dodgers. But we begin today with the Kansas City Chiefs going to Buffalo and running the ball down the Bills' throats last night. Kansas City ran it 46 times for 245 yards. That's just the second time the Chiefs have run more than they passed since handing the reins to Patrick Mahomes in 2018. So, Wilbon, what is the headline here? The Chiefs running the ball or Josh Allen's struggles after passing for only 122 yards?
Yeah, it's not Josh Allen. It's the Chiefs, Tony. And it is the running game. I mean, when you pound it like that, I mean, yeah, that gets me all warm and fuzzy as a guy who follows a team with usually no quarterback, running the ball, something I understand. Edwards Hilaire goes 26 carries for 161. Mahomes has 10 carries for 36 yards. And, you know, down the line, Darrell Williams, Darwin Thompson. I don't even know who Darwin Thompson is. Tyreek Hill only had one carry. But it amounts, as you said, to 245 yards. And it just says to you that the Kansas City Chiefs, who have a star running back, like, backstage waiting to come out and be handed the ball, they can beat you any way they want. I mean, they can torch you by throwing for 450 yards in a game whenever Mahomes wants, or now they can run the ball and play power football. It's just the rich have gotten richer.
So we are in agreement on this story because we both watched the game and we're texting back and forth. And it's not about Josh Allen. In fact, Josh Allen wasn't any good. But he got him down within one score with 6 minutes to go. It was about Kansas City running the ball. And let's talk to two specific things. Edwards Hilaire ran like a guy acutely aware that Le'Veon Bell is joining this team.
Yeah.
And he's saying, hey, I'm pretty good around here. And Patrick Mahomes does not do stupid things. He does not expose his body on stupid runs. He goes to the sidelines and holds the ball out. He doesn't get hurt. If he's running around back there, he finds a receiver, he hits the receiver. If Kelsey's open, it's a touchdown. I mean, that team beats you running, beats you passing, beats you on defense. And I'm going to credit Andy Reid because Andy Reid doesn't like to run. Andy Reid likes to pass. 22 seasons as a head coach. This ties the most runs he's ever had in a single game. And, Mike, you know, because I texted you this, that's coaching. How am I going to win
coaching.
This game?
How am I going to take advantage of this personnel? Not people I wish were here or people I left in Philadelphia. People I got right here on this roster.
That's right.
It is. Andy Reid is to be serenaded. Glad you went there. Thanks for reminding the show of that. The second game featured the Cardinals bullying the Cowboys. Kyler Murray threw that beautiful bomb for a touchdown. But Cowboy lowlights defined this game. Ezekiel Elliott fumbled twice. And Dak Prescott's replacement, Andy Dalton, threw for only 82 yards in the first half and then two picks overall. Tony, if you are Jerry Jones watching that game, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, number one, don't clean my glasses, son, because I don't want to see this anymore. And then I'm wondering, and I know a lot of people say this, maybe he has regrets about firing Jason Garrett. He should not. Jason Garrett's the offensive coordinator for the Giants. The Giants don't have any particular offense. Should he regret hiring Mike McCarthy? Maybe. But let's go to statistics that I know you hate.
I
but do. I'm going to say this. He's an offensive guy. The Cowboys have scored the fourth most points in the whole league. That's not the problem.
Yeah, it is.
The problem is their defense. It's killing them. They've given up the most points in the league, 218. That's 36 a game, Mike. Not even Alabama can win all the time, giving up 36 points a game. Mike, it is the most points through six games since the merger. That's 50 years. Your problem is defense.
Tony, he's not an offensive guy. He's the damn head coach, okay? So if you can't do any better than that when you're the head coach, I don't care. That's over. He's the head coach. It doesn't say offensive-minded in the corner office. It says head coach. So be the head coach or get out. And he would be on 1 foot out. He is not looking like a good head coach right now. And Mike Nolan, who's been in the league a long time and had some success, they look bad. They look terrible. You have to play some defense, even in this league at this time, when the league has tried to legislate defense out. You got to play it better than the Cowboys have played it. Listen to Tony. He's on the verge, Jerry Jones, of wondering, is that this division stinks so much that he's in first place.
That's right.
If he was in any other division, he'd be thinking about the rebuild, what's going to come next season.
Okay. But this is an important concept. He's in first place in a terrible NFC East.
Yeah.
He's the only team that's won two games, and they're 2-4. He's got Washington and Philadelphia coming up.
He can get the
4-4. He can get into the playoffs at 6-10. So that might content him a little bit. But they stink.
They do.
They were lucky to beat Atlanta.
They do.
Lucky to beat the Giants, and their combined record is 2-10.
Let me ask you something.
They are overcovered, overpraised.
Yes.
Let's get to something important.
Wait, but before you go there, every spring and summer, we have to endure everybody who's ever talked into a microphone, tell us how great the Cowboys are going to be that ensuing season. And they're garbage more often than not. Enough. Shut up out there.
Arizona.
With how good the Cowboys are.
Their quarterback completed 9 passes. Neither Fitzgerald nor DeAndre Hopkins went in the end zone. They still scored 38. Cowboys stink. Let's move. The World Series, which I like, begins tonight. The Rays will start Tyler Glasnow, who has been 2-1 with a 4.66 ERA during these playoffs. The Dodgers will counter with Clayton Kershaw, whose playoff struggles are well documented. His career ERA in World Series games is 5.40. Wilbon, who would you rather have pitching for you?
I'd rather have the recently, sadly departed Bob Gibson. I'd rather have Jim Palmer. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want either one of these guys. Kershaw, I realize 2-1 with a 3.32 this postseason is not terrible. It's pretty good. But 5.40 ERA and 4 World Series starts, Tony. Come on now. I mean, and Glasnow's not great. He's got 2 pitches. If one of those pitches he's struggling with, he's essentially a 2-pitch guy. If he's struggling with one of them, with location or something early in the game, you're just going to sit and wait on the pitch you know is coming. I know there's great storylines here. Anytime you have Clayton Kershaw, who is going to the Hall of Fame, it's an interesting storyline. Because a few other guys, he's not able to pull himself together in October. But I don't want either one of them.
I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to take Clayton Kershaw. The way it works out with off days for the first time in these playoffs, he can comfortably start 2 games. If he pitches well and there's a 7th game and they need him, maybe he can come in relief. Maybe that's possible. This is an opportunity for him to rewrite his postseason story. And I'm going to root for him. I talked to our friend Richard Justice from MLB.com the other day. And Richie said, look, it's inexplicable what happens to this guy in the playoffs. Nobody understands it. He said, but his teammates love him. And he's a stand-up guy. And if you ask him about the playoffs, he won't duck it. He'll face it head on. So I find myself rooting for him. And I do think the Dodgers are a better team. Just some small statistics. They led in the regular season in runs. They were first. They had 349
None of that
runs.
Means
Tampa
anything.
Was 12th. Tampa was 4th in the AL East. So Tampa beats you with pitching and defense.
Yeah, they do.
They don't knock you out. They're not a big hitting team. If Randy or Rosarena, if he doesn't hit, I hope I pronounced his name correctly, if he doesn't hit, who else scares you? Whereas the Dodgers have scary hitters.
The Dodgers have scary hitters, except they've been to the World Series now 3 times in 4 years, and the other 2 times they weren't all that scary. So let's get over
what happens in the regular season or
in the past or any of that.
Maybe they cheated, Mike.
They lost in the division round. They lost in the – they've lost, okay? They've lost.
So but in the World Series, Houston cheated. And maybe Boston
cheated. That's not the only World Series they've been in. Stop making excuses. I'm rooting for the Dodgers. But I'm not going to make excuses for them.
Those are the last two they were in. No, it's not the only World. It wasn't 1957. No.
They lost in the division or the NLCS before that. What are you talking about? If you're going to have these
stupid
stats,
two of the last three they're in. Let's take a break.
At least get it right.
Coming up, are the Dolphins too hasty in giving their quarterback job to Tua?
Yes, they're too hasty. Maybe they didn't give it to Kershaw. Is Phil Mickelson strong enough to carry Charles, Wade, Barkley on the golf course?
These are not stats. They're results. They lost to Houston and Boston in a World
Series.
That's
the last two. They lost before that. Kershaw's been around longer than 2 years. What are you talking about?
We're not talking about Kershaw.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time to go two for two and toss up. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Toss up. The Dolphins have named Tua their starter. Who should start? Fitzmagic or Tua?
I don't think it should be Tua. I think it should be Ryan Fitzpatrick at this point. Mike, they've won two games in a row. They beat the 49ers and the Jets. 49ers are okay. They scored 67 points. They can actually make the playoffs. They're 3-3. They're not tanking for Trevor because they already tanked for Tua. I sort of get it. There's a bye week coming up and they spent a lot of money on Tua. But Mike, I'm going to go to the Kansas City model. I mean, the more you can stay on the bench in your first year and watch, the better off you're going to be. Patrick Mahomes stayed there and he watched Alex Smith and then he took over. Fitzpatrick has been noble about this. He knows he's going to give way to Tua. But look at the kid Joe Burrow. Look at Justin Herbert. They're getting pounded. I don't see the need to do this now. Do you?
Because there's no need. Win the damn games. Everything in the NFL lately for a lot of too many teams is about looking for this and preparing for this guy. And he's got more upside. Win the game Sunday. Fitzpatrick's winning the games. What are you talking about? I realize he's probably thrown a few too many picks. He's got, since you're obsessed with stats, I'll give you a couple, 10 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. He's also completing 70% of his passes, and he's won the games. So winning the games is not good enough for that coaching staff? Really? Really?
I don't understand that. They're 3-3, which is better than they've been probably in 10 years. Yeah. Oh, really? Come on. All right, next.
Toss up, better pairing, Charles Barkley and Phil Mickelson or Steph Curry and Peyton Manning?
Okay, the better pairing is Steph Curry and Peyton Manning. Steph Curry is a scratch player. Peyton Manning is a 6. He played in this last year. It was totally natural the way he was out there. They're better as a pairing, but the more entertaining pairing and the one that we all want to see is Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley. Because I don't know what Charles is playing to. Charles Barkley, what makes it great is its alternate shot. So wherever Charles hits the ball, whether he hits it into a bunker, whether he hits it into a cactus, whether he hits it into a parade of wild javelinas, Phil's got to go find it, and he's got to go put it on the green, which I think he's going to do a lot of the time. And that's why I want to watch this. I mean, Chuck is your dear friend. I would just ask him and say, you know, you can't pick up. It's just you four. You can't put it in your pocket. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do this?
Well, he's
Nobody can take a 20 and put in
it.
Justin Thomas for the next
You've
shot.
Never hit
it's
out
you,
a cactus,
big boy.
Obviously, some of us in the desert have. And by the way, the javelina—they look menacing because they look like, you know, a combination of a porcupine.
Yeah, but they're
and a
blind,
hog.
Aren't they?
They're pretty much
they
blind.
They can't see.
If you zigzag, yeah, you know, Charles can still move quickly enough to get away from them. You still have to pick if you were betting. The professional, all-time professional golfer.
Sure.
Phil Mickelson. Because he can, I'm sorry, Phil can't recover? Phil can't recover
sure.
from a bad shot?
Sure he can.
Whether his own or even Charles's? I'm going to be, this is going to be fascinating. This is in Arizona. I might just bail on you.
You should
and stay down there for Thanksgiving and then walk the course with them.
And you should
Steph, say to Phil, just keep that Amstel light coming.
Phil is selling everything these days. That's it.
That's right.
Kornheiser bats 1,000 and toss up as always.
Right.
Let's take one last break, but still to come. Could Gardner Minshew's starting job be in jeopardy?
Just find some
really?
Rookie and put him out there. The Pacers picked their replacement for Nate McMillan. NFL coaching, man.
I got to be honest with you.
You know,
I'd never heard of this guy. I hadn't heard of him. Wish him all the luck in the world. Hadn't heard of him. Do you know
him? He's got a good
team.
No.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 83rd birthday, Juan Marichal, the greatest pitcher in the history of the San Francisco Giants, considering Christy Mathewson and Carl Hubbell pitched for the New York Giants. Marichal's career one loss was 243 and 142. His career ERA was 2.89. In the 60s and 70s, it was important for starting pitchers to go out every fourth day and pitch the whole game. Relief pitching wasn't as sophisticated as it is now. In 1968, for example, Marichal had 38 starts and 30 complete games while winning 26.
Damn.
In 1983, Marichal became the first Dominican player inducted into the Hall of Fame. Of course, you cannot talk about Marichal's career without noting that in August of 1965, he had that ugly incident at the plate with Dodgers catcher Johnny Roseboro. Marichal felt Roseboro deliberately clipped him on the ear while throwing the ball back to the pitcher. They had words, Roseboro stepped towards Marichal, and Marichal hit Roseboro in the head with a bat. Marichal was heavily fined and suspended for 10 games. Roseboro sued and eventually settled for $7,500.
Tony, amazingly, not only did Roseboro forgive Marichal, they became friends in the 1980s. Marichal served as an honorary pallbearer at Roseboro's funeral, and Roseboro endorsed Marichal's candidacy for the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's just amazing how that wound up.
Happy anniversary, Los Angeles. On this day, 32 years ago, Los Angeles became the first city to simultaneously hold championships in the NBA and Major League Baseball when the Dodgers beat Oakland 4-1 in the World Series. Earlier in the year, the Lakers had beaten the bad boy Detroit Pistons in the NBA Finals. Cities have occasionally had multiple titles in the same calendar year, though maybe not baseball and basketball. The Red Wings and Lions won in 1952, the Mets and Jets won in 1969, the Pirates and Steelers won in 1979, and 30 years later, the Steelers and the Penguins won. Now the Dodgers are positioned to repeat their history since the Lakers just won the NBA title. But before we get parochial about baseball and basketball, let's remember who just won the Stanley Cup, the Tampa Bay Lightning. So it's not just Los Angeles going for two championships. If the Rays win, Tampa gets the double.
Tampa fans, unlikely to be insufferable, right? I mean, you know, do we have a book on Tampa fans in general? Not likely to be insufferable like L.A. fans are likely to be. Just saying.
That's probably right, but you can't find them in the ballpark because they don't go to the baseball games. Happy trails to the coaching vacancy with the Indiana Pacers. The Athletic is reporting that the Pacers will hire Toronto Raptors assistant Nate Bjorkgren and see if he can get them to win at least one game in the playoffs, which they haven't in three of their last four playoff appearances. This is an obvious attempt to capture lightning in a bottle with an unknown coach the way Toronto did with Nick Nurse. Indeed, Bjorkgren assisted Nurse on the 2011 G League champion Iowa Energy. Bjorkgren was an assistant for the Phoenix Suns for 2 years before rejoining Nurse in Toronto in 2018. Bjorkgren, 45, is from Iowa, played at South Dakota and his hometown, Buena Vista University in Storm Lake. Yeah, me neither. He coached four different G League teams, compiling a 126-74 record. He takes over for Nate McMillan, who got to the playoffs but couldn't win there. Mike D'Antoni, who was rumored for this job, is now reportedly a candidate to join Steve Nash's staff in Brooklyn.
Tony, it is a Hoosier-like resume, is it not? I mean, that resume will be appreciated in the state of Indiana, where, by the way, I really think that the Pacers have a roster, the nucleus of a roster, which could contend in the East. I realize not as glamorous as several other teams, Milwaukee, Toronto, Philly, Boston. I realize they're behind all those, Miami, but they got the nucleus of a nice team.
I agree with that. I mean, I think they've got good players.
Yeah.
They get to the playoffs every single year.
Struggle when
if
they
you
get
can
there.
Do something to win, you know. All right, one ticky-tack correction. I said the Dolphins hadn't been 3-3 in a decade, but they were 4-2 in 2018 and finished 7-9. Thank you, Adam Gase. I guess you're still employed this late in the day. We're running out of show when we go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
49ers running back Raheem Mostert is likely headed to the IR with a high ankle sprain. Is that a big loss?
If you're averaging nearly 6 yards per carry, second best in the NFL, that's a big loss, Tony. Former Astros GM Jeffrey Luhnow again denied he knew anything about the team's sign-stealing bang the drum. You believe him?
No, I don't believe him. He was an active GM. He had his hands on everything with that team. He and the manager were so very tight. Why was he fired if he had nothing to do with it? No, I don't believe that. I don't. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone says it's a possibility in the future that he could bench Gardner Minshew. Are you surprised?
What, did Gardner Minshew, is he Joe Montana part two? What do you, so you know you're not going to be surprised. Tigers Hero World Challenge Tournament has been canceled because of coronavirus precautions. I know you liked watching that, didn't you? Sort of in the silly season, but you liked watching it.
I liked watching it. I didn't know that Hero was a motorcycle. I thought it was for, like, military heroes. It turns out it's a motor. I had no idea.
Last one,
the Champions League started today. You must be excited by that news.
Yeah, Tony, I'm picking Chelsea, even after going 0-0 against Sevilla. I'm going to go with Chelsea and Christian Pulisic. I'm sure you can break that down.
That is so unbearably pretentious, I can't tell you. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
What is it pretentious? I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. I've been to Chelsea and watched Pulisic play, so it's not pretentious, okay?
I know.
It's not.
Chris Marinaro, shout out.
PTI.